今天我们讲到的题目叫做使生你的快乐。
The topic of sermon today is Let her who bore you rejoice.
以前呢，我曾经听到有人说圣经歧视女性。
Well, I heard some people say that the Bible is discriminatory against women.
Well, as a matter of fact, 事实上，其实我自己信主以前，我也有这样的一个观点，觉得圣经好像是说男女不平等。
As a matter of fact, I myself, before I became a Christian, I felt the same. I felt that Bible discriminating women.
其实呢，我们知道圣经的教导是男女平等。男女有别。
But we know the Bible teaching is men and women were created equal but different in functionality.
那么今天是母亲节，我们要一起来思想一节的经文。
Today is Mother's Day. We are going to take a look at a verse.
这节经文在母亲节的时候，我特别喜欢拿来和大家分享。
This verse, especially on Mother's Day, I'd like to share with you.
因为这节经文呢，是看似好像神更注重女性。
Because in this verse, it looks like God put more emphasis on women.
也是对那些宣称神歧视女性的人的一个回答。
And it's also answer to those people who think Bible is discriminating against women.
那么首先呢，我们先一起来简单的回顾母亲节的由来，还有父亲节的由来。
So before that, we are going to review the origin of Mother's Day and Father's Day.
这位女士叫做安娜·贾维斯。
This lady called Anna Jarvis.
她呢就是母亲节的发起者。
She started the Mother's Day.
那她的母亲呢曾经组织这个妇女的团体来促进友谊和健康。我现在读，然后你再翻译，整个翻译英文这样。那这个在1907年的5月12号，她就在 West Virginia 呢来为他已故的母亲在教堂里面举行了一个 memorial service， 一个追悼会啊。那后来在五年之内，就几乎每个州都庆祝了这一天。然后在1914年的时候，当时的美国总统伍德罗·威尔逊啊，就将那天就定为全国性的节日。那尽管贾维斯呢，他提倡佩戴是白色康乃馨啊，来表达对母亲的敬意。后来呢，也逐渐形成了佩戴红色或粉色康乃馨代表在世的母亲啊，佩戴白色康乃馨代表已故母亲的习俗。当然，到了今天，我们用康乃馨、用玫瑰或者用各种各样的鲜花，都可以来表示对母亲的感谢。那后来呢，随着时间范围的扩大也包括感谢扮演母亲角色的祖母、阿姨等等。然而原本大家注意，原本这样一个很有荣耀的一个节日，是感谢神的一个节日，却与后来的祭贺卡呀、赠送礼物这些很商业性的行为连在一起。后来呢，很有意思，就是为了抗议母亲节的商业化，贾维斯在他生命的最后几年里面呢，一直试图废除他所创立的这个节日。
Anna Jarvis of Philadelphia, whose mother had organized a women's group to promote friendship and health, originated Mother's Day. On May 12, 1907, she held a memorial service at her late mother's church in Crafton, West Virginia. Within 5 years, virtually every state was observing the day, and in 1914, U.S. President Woodrow Wilson made it a national holiday, although Jarvis had promoted the wearing of a white carnation as a tribute to one's mother. The custom developed of wearing red or pink carnation to represent a living mother or a white carnation for a mother who was past deceased. Over time, the day was expanded to include others, such as grandmother and aunts who played mothering roles. What had originally been primarily a day of honor became associated with the sending of cards and the giving of gifts. However, in protest against its commercialization, Jarvis spent the last years of her life trying to abolish the holiday she had brought into being.
那我们在教会当中一同来庆祝母亲节，大家注意，跟世界上的特别是那些商家庆祝母亲节 意义完全不一样。
So when we celebrate Mother's Day in the church, I want you to know that we have very different meaning from the commercialized Mother's Day celebration.
我们是感谢妈妈，也更是为了妈妈向主献上感恩。
We give thanks to mom, but at the same time we give thanks to God because of mother.
那么下面呢？我们因为等一下要对比父亲节、母亲节，我们现在也看一下父亲节的这个来历。
Because we are going to talk about Father's Day, so we are going to tell you the origin of Father's Day.
那我呢也先给大家读一下这两段。By the way, 都是从大英百科全书所来的。
All these are from
Britannica.
Britannica.
那父亲节呢，在美国是一个纪念父亲的节日啊，是六月的第三个礼拜日。母亲节是五月的第二个礼拜日啊。这个节日的发起者呢，通常认为是华盛顿州Spokane 的一位叫多德的女士。那她的父亲是个内战的老兵，在她母亲死于难产后，父亲抚养她和五个兄弟姐妹啊。据说她是在1909年母亲节听布道的时候萌生了这个想法。那当时母亲节已经成为一个节日。那么当地的宗教领袖支持多德的想法，并在1910年6月19号庆祝了第一个父亲节。那这一天呢，是多德父亲的生日所在的月份。1924年美国总统柯立芝对纪念活动表示支持。那1966年约翰逊总统发布官方的声明确认了这一天。那1972年尼克松总统签署律法，将6月的第三个礼拜天父亲节定为全国性的假日。
Father's Day in the United States holiday, the third Sunday in June, to honor fathers. Credit for originating the holiday is generally given to Sonora Smart Todd of Spokane, Washington, whose father, a Civil War veteran,raised her and her five siblings after their mother died in childbirth. She is said to have had the idea in 1909 while listening to a sermon on Mother's Day, which at the time was becoming established as a holiday. Local religious leaders supported the idea, and the first Father's Day was celebrated on June 19, 1910, the month of the birthday of Todd's father. In 1924, U.S. President Calvin Coolidge gave his support to the observance, and in 1966, President Lyndon B. Johnson issued a proclamation that recognized the day. It became a national holiday in 1972 when President Richard Nixon signed legislation designating the third Sunday of June as Father's Day. And Father's Day is celebrated on Sunday, June 20, 2021, in most countries.
Yeah. 好，那我们看到了这个父亲节和母亲节的由来呢，后面我就想跟大家分享一点我自己啊个人来到美国以后，但是在国内那时候就开始过父亲节母亲节了，不是那么隆重。
So once we know the origin of Mother's Day and Father's Day, I want to share with you some ideas from me when I was inChina. We started celebrating Father's Day, Mother's Day, but it's not celebrated so widely.
那来到美国啊，因为一来美国就进入教会，发现教会里面到母亲节那一天啊，就非常的热闹。
So, after I came to the United States, I entered the church, and once when it's Mother's Day, it's so many people in the church.
鲜花、礼物、小朋友做的手工，所有餐馆全都满啊！各种各样这个母亲节的祝福等等。
There are flowers, there are gifts, there are children, and there are so many people, and the blessings, everybody is celebrating.
那么过一个月呢，就是父亲节。
A month after that is the Father's Day.
那么在父亲节呢，虽然也是庆祝，但是就感觉好像有那么一点的勉强。
So even though we celebrate Father's Day, but feel like it's kind of forcing it.
那总是觉得啊，那时候我还是一个旁观者，还没有自己的孩子啊啊！我作为一个旁观者，我就总觉得这个父亲节好像就是给爸爸的一个安慰奖。
At that time, I was not a father, and from a bystander, I think the Father's Day is like consolation.Gift for the father.
Honorable mention.
Honorable mention for the father.
所以呢，我就觉得说， 一个爸爸一个妈妈啊，为什么母亲节这样隆重，还心里呢啊就有点替我们男士啊有点打小小的抱不平。
So, I was thinking, how come, why is father, why is mother, and how come mothers are celebrated so widely? So, inside, I was complaining a little bit for the fathers.
当然很快信主，然后也读圣经，有一次我读到了箴言23:25。
So, very soon after that, I became a Christian, and when I was reading the Bible, I read Proverbs 23:25.
那等一下我们就好好来看一下这节经文。
And we are going to look at it, later.
那当然还有一个，就是后来到我自己成了爸爸，我的太太成了妈妈。
So later on, I became a father and my wife became a mother.
我太太第一次怀孕实际上是一个流产。
The first pregnancy of my wife, it was miscarriage.
而且怀的是双胞胎。
And it was a twin.
当时我们就心里非常的难过。
And we feel very sad.
后来过了几年我离开神学院毕业去职场，那时候我太太又怀孕，就怀了我们现在的老大。
A few years later, I finished my seminary school and went to building a church. My wife became pregnant again, and that's the firstborn daughter.
那我们这个老大生下来是剖腹产。
Daughter was C-section.
因为那个医生估计孩子很大，生在8磅8盎司，确实很大。
Because she was very big, she was 8 pounds and 8 ounces.
医生说你瘦瘦小小的就剖腹产。
The doctor said you are tiny, so we need to have C-section.
所以后来长话短说，我们三个孩子，我的太太都是剖腹产。
So all my three children were born by C-section.
每生一个孩子，肚子上就要拉一刀。
Every time she gave birth, there's a surgery on her belly.
那么她。我还记得老大生下来回到家他自己的这个伤口都还没有完全的愈合。
I remember after our firstborn was born, when we got home, my wife's wound is not healed yet.
但是当 baby 一哭要吃奶的时候
,when the baby cry and she wants to drink milk,
母亲的那种天性就体现出来。
You can see the mother nature in her.
她是常常是顾不得自己就要去照顾那个孩子。
Very often she doesn't care about herself, she wants to take care of our daughter.
前面的十月怀胎的所有那些辛苦都不用说了。
We are not going to talk about the 10 months of pregnancy, the hardship during the pregnancy.
后来养育孩子这一切的辛劳乳养孩子，所以我就越来越理解。虽然我承认父爱也伟大，但是比不过妈妈的爱。
And I saw the mom taking care of the children for all the years. So I understand how great is mother's love, and I don't complain anymore.
所以作为一位弟兄，作为一个爸爸，我现在绝对是心服口服。母亲节更加的隆重，有更多的爱，更多的感恩啊！哈利路亚，感谢神。
As a father and as a Brother in Christ, I totally agree that mother's love is the greatest.
那我要特别说呢，这是有圣经根据的。
And I want to tell you this is biblical.
那这一节经文当我读到的时候，我就很诧异。他前面说你要使父母欢喜。
When I read this verse, I was very surprised. The first half say you let your father and your mother be glad.
这是完全符合实际的，大家知道对不对？
This is Biblical, according to Ten Commandments.
因为十诫当中定规人与人关系的诫命的第一条是什么呀？
The Ten Commandments that are describing relationship between people. What's the first commandment among it?
你当孝敬父母使你得福。
You need to respect and love your parents so you can be blessed.
主耶稣特别讲，这叫第一条带应许的诫命。
Jesus said, "This is the first commandment that comes with blessings."
所以呢，使父母欢喜。
So make your father and mother be glad.
然后下面这个说使生你的快乐。
And following that, it says, "Let her who bore you rejoice."
单独的把父母当中的一位拿出来讲。
And then he pick out from the father and mother, pick out mother and talk about it alone.
如果中文还不够清楚的话。
If the Chinese is not clear enough,
你看英文，
you look at the English.
那里明讲 let her who bore you rejoice.
And it says let 让她生你的快乐。
非常棒，谢谢。这个 her 指的是谁？
Who is this her pointing to?
是谁呀？
Who is it?
是妈妈。
Is the mother.
像有的人所讲的。说世界上最接近神的那样种 agape 爱的就是母爱。
So a lot of people say among all the love in the world, mother's love is the closest to God's agape love.
那是无私的爱，是舍己的爱，是牺牲的爱，是不求回报的爱。
It's selfless, sacrificial, and not demanding return.
那样一种爱是不管你怎样，我永远都爱你的爱。
This kind of love is doesn't matter what you do, I love you always.
像有个人，有的人讲过这样一句话。
Some people say that.
说神不能实体的临在每一个家庭。
Since God cannot be physically present in every family.
不可能道成肉身，主耶稣住在每一家都住一个耶稣。
God become human, Jesus Christ, cannot be present in every family.
但一定要注意，不要从神学上去钻牛角尖。我们知道神是无所不在的。
Let's don't dig into the theology part of it. We know God is present everywhere, omnipresent.
神不能实体临在每一个家庭，因此神给每家一个妈妈。
Because God cannot be physically present in every family, He gave each family a mom.
让妈妈来体现神的那样伟大的爱。
So mom will represent God in the family to love the family.
在人世间再没有另外一种爱。能够更接近神的爱。
In this world, there's no other love will be more close to God's love than mother's love.
今天是五月十二号。
Today is May 12th.
我不知道大家有没有注意到，第一次的母亲节就是五月十二号庆祝的。
I don't know whether you noticed the first Mother's Day was celebrated on May 12th.
因为每年的母亲节不一样，都是五月的第二个主日。
Every year the Mother's Day falls on different day. It's the second Sunday of the May.
那么今天5月12号对我们中国人还有一个特别的一个含义，很沉重的一个含义。
May 12th has another meaning to Chinese, a special sad meaning.
大家知道2008年5月12号汶川大地震。
Do you know that 2008 is a 汶川 earthquake? It's a very big earthquake. May 12th.
在中国人的心里面心口上面是一道伤痕。
It's a big hurt in Chinese people's heart.
当时我们在北美也是一起来热心的来为中国、为汶川、为北川祷告、募捐。
At that time, our people in America, Chinese in America, also donate and pray for 汶川。
当时那时候我在纽约上周，我们教会的会友都有回到国内去，就在汶川住了好几个月，就在那边参与救灾的工作，
that,
基督徒救灾的工作。
At that time, I was in upstate New York. A lot of people from our church went back to 汶川 and participate in the helping restore the city.
那我们在纪念汶川大地震的时候，好多弟兄姊妹可能看过或者听我讲过这幅图画。
So when we remember the 汶川 earthquake, many brothers and sisters know and heard my talk about this picture.
这是救援人员在废墟当中挖出来，是一个妈妈抱着她自己的 baby.
In one of the ruins, the people who tried to save them, and they dig out and saw the mom holding the baby.
那这个房子塌下来，妈妈把自己的身子弓起来来保护孩子，妈妈被压死了，但是孩子活着。
When the house was ruined and falling down, the mother used her body to shelter the baby.
那妈妈用她的这个翻盖的手机上面打了简单的一行字，说孩子，如果你活着要记得妈妈爱你。
So the baby survived, the mom passed away, and she put into her cell phone, telling the baby, say, if you survive, please remember your mom.
在场的所有人都哭了。
Everybody present shed tears.
我当年看到这个新闻，我也哭了。
When I read this news, I also shed tears.
古今中外都是一样。
In past, future, everywhere, everywhere on earth, it's the same.
这是件真实的事情。我先说中文，然后请小芳姐妹翻译英文。多年前，英国有一位年轻的母亲，抱着她的小婴儿穿越南威尔士的群山。那翻山越岭的时候，突然遭遇了一场令人目眩的暴风雪。这位妈妈没有能够到达目的地。当暴风雪消退后，救援人员在雪堆下发现了她的尸体，但他们发现，在她死前，她脱掉了自己所有的外衣，裹住了她的孩子。当救援人打开孩子的包裹时，令他们感到非常惊讶和高兴的是，他们发现他还活着，而且安然无恙。妈妈用自己的身体盖在他的身上，为孩子献出了自己的生命，证明他母爱的深厚。多年后，这个孩子叫做大卫·劳和·乔治，长大成人，成为了英国的首相。那毫无疑问，他也是英国历史上最伟大的政治家之一。
Years ago, a young mother was making her way across the hills of South Wales, carrying her tiny baby in her arms. When she was overtaken by a blinding blizzard, she never reached her destination. And when the blizzard had subsided, her body was found by searchers beneath the amount of snow. But they discovered that before her death, she had taken off all her outer clothing and wrapped about the baby. When they unwrapped the child, to their great surprise and joy, they found he was alive and well. She had mounted her body over his and given her life for her child, proving the depths of her mother love. Years later, that child, David Lloyd George, grown to manhood, became Prime Minister of Great Britain, and without doubt, one of England's greatest statesmen.
这就是母亲的爱。
This mother's love.
当我们读圣经的时候，我们知道在希伯来书十一章，有信心伟人的长老。
So when we read the Bible, we know in the book of Hebrews, chapter 11, there's a giant faith in the hall of faith.
那在这个信心伟人长廊当中，有许多圣经当中非常有名的旧约的属灵伟人。
There are a lot of great faithful people in Old Testament in that hall of faith.
亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各、摩西、大卫等等。
Abraham, Isaac, Moses, all that.
那在这个伟人长廊当中，最普通啊，也最令人意外的这个伟人是谁呢？
In the whole faith, who is the most common and most surprising faithful people?
我们说普通，也可以说最不普通，就是最让人感到surprising， 像姐妹翻译的那。这就是摩西的父母。
And it is the parents of Moses.
没有想到摩西的父母居然跟亚伯拉罕、跟大卫、跟以撒、跟所有这些的伟人摆在一起。
We never thought that the parents of Moses would be in the same position in the whole family with Abraham and Isaac and all those people.
圣经记载希伯来书十一章二十三节，摩西生下来，他的父母见他是个俊美的孩子，就因着信把他藏了三个月，并不怕亡命。
In Hebrews 11:23, by faith Moses, when he was born, was hidden 3 months by his parents, because they saw he was a beautiful child, and they were not afraid of the king's command.
摩西的父母因为爱自己的儿子，所以他们宁可去牺牲他们自己的生命，冒着生命的危险，也要保护这个孩子。
Moses, the parents of Moses, because they loved their child Moses, they're willing to give up their life to protect their child Moses.
他们是信心的伟人。
They are great faithful people.
也因着他们的信心，摩西被保存下来，后来成了以色列民族的救星。
Because their faith, Moses was preserved, and he became the savior, faithful savior of Israelites.
我们知道从一个角度看，他也成为新约当中耶稣基督的预表。
And he also is the pre-shadow of Jesus.
我们每个人都有生身的父母，那父母在孩子成长培养过程当中有不可替代的作用。
Everyone has parents who has irreplaceable role in a child's growth.
我现在还记得我的小时候，我的爸爸妈妈给我的谆谆的教导。
I still remember when I was little, my parents gave me teachings.
给我的保护。
They gave me protections.
也有很多时候是给我的管教。
Many times is disciplining me.
甚至是责打。
Sometimes is scolding me.
小时候我被爸爸妈妈管教的时候，那真的是不好受。
So when I was disciplined, it was not easy to take.
就完全像圣经讲的，这个精炼的时候不舒服的。
So as the Bible says, when you are go through the discipline, it's not easy.
但是现在我回过头去看，我知道我的爸爸妈妈他们管教我、批评我、责备我、骂我、甚至打我，都是为我好。
But now when I look back, I know that when my parentsdisciplining me, scolding me, teaching me is all for my own good.
那全都是爸爸妈妈的爱。
It's all my parents' love for me.
甚至今天我都想，有的时候如果我的爸爸妈妈能够在旁边再提醒我两句再唠叨两句就好。
Sometimes today I still think that if my parents can be right beside me and tell me something, even though nagging is good.
但是从疫情到现在一直都还没有机会亲身见到我的父母。
But since COVID, I haven't had the chance to see my parents face to face.
我们知道父母的守护，母亲的怀抱，也是孩子从小安全感的来源。
We know that the protection by parents and the embrace of a mother are the source of security of children since childhood.
在父母的呵护当中，这样成长起来的孩子，他的心灵是最健康的。
So when a child was growing up by protected by their parents, the is the best thing for the kid mentally.
既有父母的慈爱，
they have the love from the parents.
又有父母的 tough love， 有的时候好像是严严的这样一种的管教当中的爱。
They also have the discipline and the tough love from the parents.
那这孩子一生的路就能够走得直，走得正。
So the child can walk the straight way in all his life.
从小父母把这样一种信仰来影响带给我们的孩子。
So since childhood, our parents can discipline and put on their faith.
到老他们也不偏离耶和华的正道。
They will always walk in God's way until they are old.
刚才我们读的箴言23篇这一段的上下文是这样讲的。
The Proverbs 23, the context is like this.
从23章22到31节说我先读中文。你要听从生你的父亲，你母亲老了也不可藐视她。你当买真理，就是智慧、训诲和聪明，也都不可卖。一人的父亲必大得快乐，人生智慧的儿子必因他欢喜。你要使父母欢喜，使生你的快乐。我儿要将你的心归我，你的眼目也要喜悦我的道路。妓女是深坑，外女是宅井，他埋伏好像强盗，他使人多有奸诈。谁有祸患，谁有忧愁，谁有争斗，谁有哀叹，谁无故受伤，谁眼目红赤，就是那流连饮酒常去寻找调和酒的人。酒发红在杯中闪烁，你不可观看，虽然下咽舒畅，终究是咬你如蛇，刺你如毒蛇。
Proverb chapter 23, verse 23 to 21. Listen to your father who begot you, and do not despise your mother when she is old. Buy the truth, and do not sell it. Also, wisdom and instruction and understanding. The father of the righteous will greatly rejoice, and he who begets a wise child will delight in him. Let your father and your mother be glad, and let her who bore you rejoice. My son, give me your heart, and let your eyes observe my ways. For a harlot is a deep pit, and a seductress is a narrow well. She also lies in wait for a victim, and increases the unfaithful among men. Who has war? Who has sorrow? Who has contention? Who has complaints? Who has wounds? without cause, who has redness of eyes, those who linger long at the wine, those who go in search of mixed wine. Do not look on the wine when it is red, when it sparkles in the cup, when it swirls around smoothly.
当我们去读圣经箴言的时候，看到好多的这个章节，大段大段的话，就是爸爸，有的就是妈妈给自己孩子的这种忠告。
When we read a proverb, there's pages, pages words. They are advice from mother or father to their children.
这就是妈妈的人生的经验之谈。
This is the from mother's experience to the children.
所以今天我们中间也有很多的年轻人啊，孩子们、青少年。
We have many children and young people among us.
千万不要觉得说，哎呀，我的爸爸妈妈总在那里 nagging.
Please don't feel that my parents are nagging me all the time.
你要知道，那背后都是爸爸妈妈的爱。
You need to understand behind it is the love of the parents.
现在不理解不明白。
You don't understand it now.
我们很多时候不是在让爸爸妈妈欢喜，让生理的快乐。
Oftentimes we are not making our parents glad, and we don't let the one who bore us happy.
我想到我自己青少年时期，那时候非常的反叛。
I remember when I was young teenager, I was very rebellious.
不是让我的妈妈快乐，而是让我妈妈忧愁伤悲。
I don't make my mother happy. I make my mom sad and sorrow.
总是跟我的父母对着干。
I was always against my parents.
现在想起来实在是后悔不迭。
Now when I think of it, I was regret.
我恳求我们中间的 young boys and girls, men and women, please don't follow what I did.
I ask you, 年轻人，请不要做我所做的。
Respect your parents and listen to your mom.
尊敬你的父母，听你妈妈的。
Let her who bore you rejoice.
让使你生你的快乐。
我们知道有一句话叫做推动摇篮的手就是推动世界的手。
We know there's a word that the hand that rocked the bassinet is the one who rocked the world.
妈妈的教导。
Mother's teaching
是引导一个孩子人生方向，从而引导整个的世界。
It guides the child's whole direction of his life, and in that way, directing the whole world's direction.
我们知道，在教会历史上，英国有一位非常有名的讲道王子，叫做 Campbell Morgan 摩根，大家听过吧？摩根牧师。
Do you know there's a very famous pastor? His preaching is very famous. His name is Kendall Morgan.
Campbell Morgan. 坎贝尔·摩根。
Campbell Morgan.
那么这个 Campbell Morgan 呢，是他们家里面最有名的一个这个 preacher, 这个牧师。
Campbell Morgan is the most famous preacher in his family.
像他们一家好几个全都是牧师。
Many in his family are preachers, pastors.
那么呢，有一次有客人到他们家来访问。
There's one time a visitor came to their family.
这客人呢故意问了一个问题。
The guest intentionally asked a question.
Who is the greatest preacher in your household?
在你们家是谁是最有名的牧师？
讲道讲最棒的。
the most famous preacher.
然后摩根回答 ，Mom.
摩根说是我妈妈。
妈妈讲的最好。
My mom is the best.Preacher.
妈妈不是就站在讲台上去讲天道，但是因为她的生命，她的管教来影响孩子。
Mom doesn't preach the sermon on the stage, but she teaches the sermon with his life, so their children can see.
所以我们说，推动摇篮的手就是推动世界的手。
So we say the hand that rocks the cradle rocks the world.
说话这是已经九年以前2015年在巴尔的摩有一个 BLM 这个骚乱。
Around 9 years ago, 2015 in Baltimore, there's a BLM riot.
这还是疫情以前，这是所谓 BLM 第一次出来。
This is before the COVID, and this is the first time BLM came up.
当时有一个黑人的年轻人就也去参与扔石头，也去参与这些打砸抢。
There's a young black person is joined the riot, trying to throw the stone and trying to hurt people.
然后一位母亲勇敢地冲出来，就去抓住阻止自己正在扔石头的儿子。然后那段视频传遍了全世界。
And his mom came out and grabbed her son and stopped him from throwing the rocks. And that video spread all over the world.
当时美国整个的新闻媒体还没有那么的极端。
At that time, the world, the American is not so against it.
大家还比较敢去勇敢地公开地表达自己真实的想法和意见。
People still can express their feelings or opinions at that time.
那这位母亲就被评为了年度的母亲。
And this mother was the mother of the year for that year.
所以母亲的伟大不在于生养，更在于教育。
So the love...Great love, mom, is not only you bore the kid, it's more that you teach the kid.
这就是当时新闻媒体真的拍下来那段视频。
This is the picture that's showing in the video.
这个妈妈揪着自己的儿子就打。
She grabbed her son and started slapping her.
让他不要去参与那样的那个骚乱，错误的行为。
She told him not to join the riot.
时间过得好快，15年，后来到2020年，再到今天，整个这个社会已经变成什么样子
？So time flies from 2015, now 2022 and 2024, the world totally changed.
把错变成对，把对变成错，把黑变成白，把白变成黑。
So everything is reversed. The right is wrong. The black is white.
但是我们做父母的，我们仍然还是要本着圣经真理原则去教导养育我们的孩子。
But we parents still need to.Teach our kids according to our Bible, to the world.
不然这个社会就乱了，这个世界没有希望。
Otherwise, the world will be in chaos, and there's no hope for the world.
这是那段视频，我们这里应该是播不出来，我们继续往下来看。
Let's continue.
圣经当中以母爱来形容天父的爱，大家晓得吗？
The Bible uses mother's love to describe heavenly father's love. Do you know that?
你来看以赛亚书31章第5节。
Let's see Isaiah 31:5.
说雀鸟怎样扇翅复雏，万军之耶和华也要照样保护耶路撒冷，他必保护拯救，要越门保守。
Like birds flying about, so will the Lord of hosts defend Jerusalem. Defending, he will also deliver it. Passing over, he will preserve it.
当有危险来临的时候，这个鸟妈妈啊，它是。这个孵着自己的一窝小鸟，它就扇翅复雏，保护着自己的孩子。
So when danger comes, the mother bird will spread her wing and protect all the small chicks.
这是妈妈的这个一个形象。
This is the image of mom.
我们怎么知道？因为主耶稣在马太福音当中为耶路撒冷祷告、为耶路撒冷哭泣的时候，就用了这个典故，说：“耶路撒冷啊，耶路撒冷啊。”你时常杀害先知。
So how do we know? Because in the book of Matthew, Jesus also used this image. He said, "Jerusalem, Jerusalem, you killed a lot of prophets."
又用石头打死那奉差遣到你这里来的人。
You stoned to death those who sent to you.
我多次召唤你的儿女。
Many times I call your children.
好像母鸡把小鸡聚集在自己的翅膀底下。
Like a mother hen.Gather her chicks under her wings.
只是你们不愿意。
But you do not, you are not willing to come.
那个地方，主耶稣就把自己比喻成一个母亲，一个母鸡。
In that verse, Jesus was saying he's like the mother hen.
他说我多次要把你的儿女招聚在我的翅膀底下，我的孩子们，但是你们不来。
Many times I want to gather my children under my wings, but you don't come.
那么《生命记》32章第11节，这里再一次讲到妈妈的爱。
In Deuteronomy chapter 32:11 is talk again about mother's love.
这里讲的非常非常的形象。
It's a great image.
而且你看这个妈妈的爱是多个层面，非常的丰富，非常的深刻的一种爱。
You can see many aspects of the mother's love.
又如鹰，这指的是神的作为啊！神又如鹰，搅动巢窝，在雏鹰以上。以上两翅伸展，接取雏鹰，背在两翼之上。
As the eagle stirs up its nest, hovers over its young, spreading out its wings, taking them up, carrying them on its wings, is talk about God's action.
这是神对他自己选民的这样的一个爱。
It's the love of God for all His chosen people.
啊，那这是怎么回事呢？就是这个母鹰鹰妈妈呢孵这个鹰蛋，然后把小鹰就孵出来了。
So what it's talking about is talking about when the egg from the eagle hatched.
啊，那么当这个小鹰幼小的时候，妈妈就来啊打猎，有食物来给自己的 baby 来吃。
When the baby eagle was tiny, the mother eagle would go and get food for the baby eagles.
但是这个雏鹰慢慢要长大呢，啊，翅膀也硬了一些了呢，就要怎么样？就要让它慢慢去独立自立了。
So, when the eagles, baby eagle grows up a little bit and the wings are a little bit stronger, they need to learn how to live by themselves to be independent.
但是这个小鹰，它已经在这个巢穴里面很舒服了，它愿不愿意 get on his own?Or her own,
But the baby eagle has been in the nest for a long time. Do you think he want to be by himself, independent?
他不愿意。
He doesn't want to.
那这时候呢，妈妈好像突然的变了一个脸色。
And this time, it feel like the mother ego changed her attitude.
突然这个鹰妈妈就搅动巢窝，就好像这个妈妈生气了啊，就把这个小鹰往外赶。
So it looks like the mother eagle is angry and stir up its nest.
那小鹰呢很害怕，然后就从这个鹰巢穴里面就飞出去掉出去，因为鹰的巢穴都是很高的。
So because the stirring of the nest, the baby eagle was afraid, so they fell out the nest.And eagle's nest is always high above, very high.
他不知道是妈妈是一个 tough love, 让他去学习飞翔，让他去学习自立。
The baby eagle doesn't know it's tough love from their moms. She is trying to teach them to be independent, trying to teach them to fly.
但是小鹰的翅膀还没有很硬啊。
But the wing of the baby eagle is not very strong yet.
扑腾几下怎么样呢？不行，就开始往下掉。
He flap a little bit and then he just drop straight down.
这时候你看这个鹰妈妈一下子就俯冲下来，然后就像这里讲的，就把小鹰接在自己的翅膀底下，把它就带到高空，把它救起来。
What you can see is the mother eagle dive down and catch the baby eagle and save him and then fly up again.
然后把它背在两翼之上带到高空呢，又把它丢下来。
So when she carried the baby eagle up in the high in the air.She dropped him again.
直到最后自己的孩子学会飞翔，学会打猎，能够自立。
Until the baby eagle learn how to fly, how to hunt, and he can be independent.
这就是父母的爱，也是神对我们的爱。
This is the love of parents, and it's the love of God too.
我们在跟随主的过程当中，也常常有我们自己的功课要学。
On the journey of following God, there are many lessons that we need to learn.
那么下面我们最后要分享一点，大家要知道，人的爱再伟大也不完全，只有神的爱才是真正最伟大、超越的爱。
Another point I want to share is that human love is limited. Only God's love is the greatest, and it's over everything, over and above everything.
有一年一个周末，正好是母亲节的周末，我在一个教会讲道。
There's one time I was in a church. It just happened it's the Mother's Day weekend. I was giving a sermon on that church in that church.
那么礼拜天上午的讲道呢，当然就讲母亲节的信息。
In the morning, of course, because it's Mother's Day, I'm talking about Mother's Day.
然后到了晚上的聚会，聚会开始之前呢，有一位姐妹就跟我说。
So before the evening service, before a sister came and talked to me.
她说牧师啊，今天上午听您的这个母亲节的信息。
She said, Pastor, this morning I heard your message about Mother's Day.
我就感觉越听越惭愧。
The more I listen, the more I feel ashamed.
她说我觉得我作为母亲差得太远了。
I feel like I was not a good mother.
我不是那么好的母亲。Yeah.
I didn't do enough.
我说我也不是那么好的父亲。
I say I'm not a very good father either.
我们大家都有很多我们的功课要学。
Every one of us have lessons to learn.
人的爱再伟大，比不过神的爱。
Human's love is limited, and God's love is the greatest.
母亲很伟大。
Mothers are very is the greatest.
但是有的时候 我们也能够看到这样的新闻，我们周边也能够遇到这样的情形。
Sometimes we also see news or we see things happen around us.
有的妈妈是想给自己孩子也带来很多的伤害。
Sometimes mothers bring hurts into their children.
甚至极端的例子，前不久看到一个新闻。
One example, some time ago I read on the news.
一个妈妈把自己的孩子从楼上下扔。
A mom threw her own kid from top level of the apartment down.
我真的不能理解，这是多么狠心的妈妈，能够多么绝望，但也不能够做出这样的事情来呀。
I couldn't understand at all. I mean, how can a mother do things like so terrible?
只有当我们人认识了神以后
，Only after we know God，
我们才知道天父的守护、主的怀抱才是神儿女安全感最终的来源。
Then we know the protection by Heavenly Father and the embrace of the Lord is the ultimate source of security for God's children.
我曾经遇到有的弟兄姊妹。
I met some brothers and sisters.
他跟我说，他说在我成长的环境当中，我并没有经历很多的父爱，很多的母爱。
During my growing up, I did not experience a lot of mother's love or father's love.
但是是我信了主以后。
But after I became a Christian.
我在天父这里找到了真正的爱。
I found the true love from my heavenly Father.
弟兄姊妹
，Brothers and sisters，
我们把我们的感恩给我们人间的母亲。
We give thanks to our mother and father in this on the earth.
让我们也更为我们的父母感谢我们永远不改变、永远爱我们的天父。
But we also need to give thanks.To our Father, to our Heavenly Father, for our parents on earth.
人都有软弱，也有不完全。
We human have weakness and not perfect.
我们夫妻，我也敢说，我可以替我太太说，我们也不是 perfect 爸爸妈妈。
I can say for my wife and myself, we are not 完全的父母。
但是我感谢神，我们的孩子也给我们。很多的怜悯、包容、爱。
I give thanks to God because my children give us a lot of love, embracing and forgiveness.
我们也跟我们的孩子来说。
And we also tell our children.
我们能够给我们孩子最好的礼物是把他们完完全全带到主的面前来。
The best gift that we can give to our children is bring them completely to our God.
让他们一生一世来跟随天父 跟随基督。
So in all their lives they will follow Jesus and follow God.
等一下我们会有一点分享的时间。
Later on we'll have some sharing time.
我们一起思想母亲的伟大体现在何处。
We think about how do you feel the greatness of mom.
在你成长的过程当中母亲曾经给你哪些的教导
？When you were growing up, what lesson did your mother give you that you will never forget？
你至今难忘。
That you never forget。
我们一起低头祷告。
Let's pray。
父神恩典的主，感谢赞美你。
Our heavenly Father, we give thanks to you。
我们再一次为妈妈向主感恩。
Once again, we give thanks to you for our mothers。
我们也知道，我们里面都有很多的。软弱和不完全。
We know that there's a lot of weakness and imperfection in in us.
我们自己也愿意效法圣经的教导，做合神心意的父母。
But we do want to follow the biblical teaching to be a person that following God's way.
把我们的孩子完全带到主的面前来。
We want to live our children completely into your hands.
让他们从小做一个敬畏主、爱神的好孩子。
So that they can be obedient, loving person, loving God, starting young.
在这样一个日益败坏、堕落、混乱的时代当中。
In this perverse and crooked world.
做神无瑕疵的儿女。
There will be blameless child in God's eye.
让我们每一个家庭尊主伟大。
that every family in our, among us will be lift up your name,
容神一人,
glorify God and beneficial to people.
奉耶稣基督的名,
we pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.